She'd be chasing Nick a lot sooner than tomorrow morning. This whole bank event was a fake, a sham, a gigantic waste of taxpayer money, and God knows how many police officers' time. And she was involved. The very thought made her cringe. All her life, she'd tried to do the right thing and uphold the law. And now it was a confusing mess. And it was all Nick Fox's fault. "I hate him," Kate said.
"Who?"
"Nick Fox. I wish I'd never laid eyes on him. I wish I'd never heard of him."
Now it was Ryerson's chance to roll his eyes.
"He's your obsession. You've chased him for 5 years. You even caught him once. You're practically married to him."
She veered onto the shoulder, speeding along the narrow strip between the concrete divider to her left and the stalled traffic on her right. A large wooden crate was on the shoulder directly in front of them. She tightened her grip on the wheel and sped up. Ryerson put one hand on the dash and turned his head away, as if that would make any difference if the windshield shattered. Kate yanked the wheel just before impact, clipping the box and sending it skidding into the divider. She cleared the pickup truck and the crates and swerved in.